This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Union Cabinet today approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first-of-its-kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said several other decisions were taken during the cabinet meeting.
Rare Earth Permanent Magnet Manufacturing Scheme.
A decision has been taken related to the Rare Earth Permanent Magnet Manufacturing Scheme. We all know that rare earth and permanent magnets have now become a part of a strategically important sectors. Besides, three other major decisions have also been taken, including the expansion of the Pune Metro, the doubling of the Dwarkaji-Kanalus railway line, and the third and fourth railway lines from Badlapur to Karjat. All these projects will benefit people across the country.
Speaking about the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that they are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defence applications. He added that the scheme will support the creation of integrated manufacturing facilities involving conversion of rare earth oxides to metals, metals to alloys and alloys to finished rare earth permanent magnet. The Union Minister said the Cabinet has also given its nod to the second phase of the Pune Metro Rail project. The project will be completed within 5 years at an estimated cost of around 9,857 crore rupees. President Draupadi Murmu today led the reading of the preamble to the Constitution at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day. Speaking on the occasion, the President said the Constitution provides a very effective framework for expressing the aspirations of the people. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said the Constitution embodies the collective wisdom, sacrifice and dreams of millions of countrymen who fought for freedom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has written to the citizens on the occasion of Constitution Day, recalling the historic adoption of the Constitution in 1949. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated the Safran Aircraft Engine Services India facility in Hyderabad, Telangana. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said India is among the world's fastest growing domestic aviation markets. He said India welcomes investment and innovation, and the production-linked incentive PLI schemes have attracted global companies to choose India as their destination. The National Investigation Agency NIA today arrested a Faridabad resident in connection with the Delhi terror blast case for harbouring terrorist Umar Unnabi. In a statement, the NIA informed that the accused, identified as Soyab from Faridabad in Haryana, is the seventh prime accused arrested in the case. India and the UAE have agreed to take more steps to enhance cooperation across the consular, visa and legal domain. In the sixth meeting of the India-UAE Joint Committee on Consular Affairs held in Abu Dhabi today, both sides reaffirmed their commitment to ensuring the safety, dignity and well-being of citizens living in each other's countries. Two Goan films drew attention at the 56th International Film Festival of India in Panaji with strong red carpet moments and warm audience response. Vaimanik, the pilot, directed by Nitish Parekh, is a moving story of two brothers set in 1960s Goa. Meanwhile, Zero Bulb, directed by young filmmaker Soham Bende, received red carpet honours. South Africa defeated India by 408 runs in the second test in Guwahati to sweep the series 2-0, chasing a target of 549 runs. The hosts were all out for 140 on the final day of the match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.